Well, the big news was the huge jump in jobs in June, 288,000 jobs created, and the unemployment rate went down to 6.1% nationally. And that's great news for Florida, and it's great news for the United States.
Were there some revisions as well for previous months?
Yeah. To reinforce the job growth, the numbers for April and May were revised up by 29,000 additional jobs. And so all of that reinforces the notion that the U.S. economy now is coming out of this horrible first quarter, and that the things that were holding the economy down, the bad winter weather, a liquidation of inventories by businesses as they got nervous about the bad winter weather, all of that's now faded away. And what's happened is now the U.S. economy seems to be growing at between a 3.5% and 4.5% pace, which will translate into much faster growth here in Central Florida.
How does that work?
Well, there are some direct transmission mechanisms. The most obvious is tourism. When the U.S. economy gets stronger, people spend more money and they make more vacations and they go to more business meetings and more conventions, and all of that is very important in Central Florida's economy. It's important in Florida's generally. The other thing that happens is there is a lot of correlation between a rise in tourism and a subsequent increase in population growth. People tend to want to relocate to where they visit and they have a good time. And that is particularly a strong factor when we have rising employment, which we do now have, and rising sales of existing homes in the areas from which we draw, from the eastern United States, east of the Mississippi River. When housing markets improve, people can more easily sell their homes and more of them move to Florida. So all of this should translate into a very much stronger growth in this winter tourism season for Central Florida and for Florida generally, and much stronger population growth next year.
Now, these new numbers sound reassuring, but I seem to recall from some of our conversations in the recent past, everything's not coming up roses just yet. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, as we discussed last week, the new normal is a lower growth trajectory. So, for example, Florida's population growth today is probably running at about 270,000 new people on an annual basis, which is a lot, which is much better than the recessionary low. But between 1970 and 2005, the average rate of population growth for Florida was 350,000 a year. So even with 5 years of recovery from the Great Recession, we're still not even up to average population growth. Or housing. Housing had a great recovery. The last month showed that housing starts were running at about 5,000 single-family housing starts a month, which is a lot of housing starts. But the average between 1983 and 2003 was 8,500 housing starts. So even with the recovery, we're still running at below-average growth for Florida. Now, the only place that's different than that is tourism here in Central Florida and Florida more generally. But that is due in part because of the tremendous investment in the tourist attractions here in Central Florida. Harry Potter, Harry Potter 2 with Diagon Alley, the rebuilding of Fantasyland, the opening of Aquatica, and of course the investments at Legoland. These are hundreds of millions of dollars of investment in new facilities and services that really have attracted tourists, especially here to Central Florida. When you compare that to, say, Daytona or Melbourne in Central Florida, the numbers aren't quite as good. They didn't have that huge investment in tourism. They're doing a little better. But again, this below average trajectory, and even for Orlando, that's leading the state in employment growth, still we're running at numbers that are relatively below average for us.
Now, you mentioned the investment in the theme parks. Do you think that they will continue to be a big draw, or will they taper off after a while?
Well, they taper off after a while, but it's sort of like a stair step up, Nicole. So what happens is we stair step up, but we don't step up and step up. We sort of then plateau at this new higher level. That seems to be the pattern that has emerged over the last 20 years. I certainly expect that to be the pattern this time. And with a stronger U.S. economy, it'll get reinforced by more airplane flights being delivered into this marketplace, which will support the new higher levels, but not add enough to get us to continue to grow at those rates. That's unlikely. And again, that's part of this sort of new normal that has characterized this whole economic recovery since the 2008 and 2009 Great Recession.